Welcome back to the Dirt Shed Show, guys. Today, we are discussing whether mountain biking events should have tighter age restrictions, along with the usual suspects.
Welcome back, guys. It's time for another Dirt Shed Show. How are you, Ferg?
Yeah, all good, all good. Long time no see. I feel like I haven't seen you in ages.
I was away in Spain last week on a little XC training camp with the Cannondale Factory Racing Team. The video will be out soon, but yeah, it was nice to get out for a bit of winter sun, really.
Nice, yeah.
How have you been?
Not too bad. I've been busy training for Leadville, trying to lose a few pounds and, of course, getting used to the turbo trainer and some Zone 2 action. Which has been, I'm sure you're used to it.
Yeah, I watched your Leadville video. It looks like you had a bit of a suffer fest.
Yeah, Alex put me through our paces and I definitely could have done with some sunshine for some of that training.
So what are you talking about when you say that mountain biking needs tighter age restrictions?
Well, I watched the Freeride Fiesta. I'm not sure if you're familiar with this event, but...
No, go on,
enlighten
me.
Big jumps and... There's this kid called Wes Sens, and he is unbelievable on a bike, like absolutely insane.
When we say kid, how old?
11 years old.
Wow.
So like, mind blown.
Yeah.
But he is hitting these features and he backflipped the biggest feature there, which is 60-foot double.
Yeah.
Absolutely insane. And he's also been riding things like Red Bull Rampage. He's been riding basically anything that's gnarly.
Yeah.
He's there doing it. And... It got me thinking, like, it's obviously incredible what he's doing, but it's also pretty dangerous. And I think when I was 11 years old, I think back to when I was 11, I don't think I had the capacity to process fear or to, like, process consequences of my actions. I didn't really think about it, which definitely benefits you because, obviously, the confidence is there. But that works when you're a kid dropping into a little miniature vert ramp for the first time like I was. But when you're dropping in on a 60-foot double...
Yeah.
The consequences are so, so much higher that I think the level of calculation and sort of the understanding of what you're doing and the consequences of what you're doing, you need to have that understanding. And it kind of gave me chills across my spine a little bit because I just think it's insane that he's 11 and like if he had a crash at that age on jumps that size or like features that size, it's doesn't even really bear thinking about.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think it's important to highlight that we're not like... hating on this kid at all.
No.
It's absolutely amazing. But I think back to the stuff I did when I was 11 and I'm thinking, God, I would never do that again now. Not so much that it was like crazy, but with the skill I had, and obviously he's a really skilled athlete, but also you don't have that experience, you know, when you've been riding for 20 years or for 10 years even, you've done so much on a bike that you know how crashing feels, you know how different scenarios feel.
Yeah.
And this kid is super young. And it's, yeah, like you say, it's... You've not got that sort of awareness of like the consequences, or if you do, you're so like naive to them because maybe you haven't had a huge crash before, or you're not like, oh, I've got to go to work the next day.
Yeah, but, I mean, to put this in perspective, they are having to strap weights to the bottom of his bike to give him enough momentum, to actually get over these jumps, which is insane. Like it's mental.
I guess we don't want to stall the progression of youngsters either. I think it's good that we're seeing youngsters pushing the progression, but I guess what we're asking is where is the limit of what we allow kids to do on bikes these days? Because I think bikes are so much better than they used to be. One reason, not that I was that talented when I was that young, but simply I didn't have a bike that would have even been able to do...
It's capable of it, right?
Yeah, whereas exactly. Like kids these days, we saw it in your like propane video, the bikes are amazing. So what they can do at such a young age is great. But it's like, where is the limit of what we allow, basically what is a child, to do crazy stuff like a 60-foot jump? Is it up to the kid? Is it up to the kid's parents? Is it up to the event?
I just think as like... without getting too sort of negative on it as well, when I was 11, I looked up to all the riders and all these pro riders and things like that. And if I'd met one of those riders and they'd asked me to do anything,
you want to impress.
I would have done it, right?
Yeah.
And I think that combined with the pressures of social media, I mean, he's got 100,000 followers already. Yeah. That pressure of those two combined at such a young age, I think would... be enough to force you to maybe do things that you are just flipping the coin on a little bit. I mean, like I say, taking nothing away from Wes, he is incredible. And we have seen it work out, right? So Jackson Goldstone is a prime example of someone who has ridden from such a young age. I mean, I remember seeing a video of him on a sort of Strider bike with a little suspension.
He's been in like the limelight since he first rode a bike. We've known about Jackson Gulson since he was four.
And, you know, he has proven, he's changed the landscape of downhill. Mm-hmm. I would go that far to say he's completely changed it.
Yeah.
And is that just the way mountain biking's going now? Is that just the nature of kids are starting younger, therefore the experience level by the time they get to 11 is so much more than, say, you or I had at the age of 11. That's probably the reality. I had barely been riding a mountain bike with intent for more than a year.
Yeah.
Whereas they've been riding potentially with intent from 3 years old.
And I think it's similar, like they speak about it a lot on the road of like people's careers are starting a lot earlier now. So like you say, we maybe didn't get serious about cycling until we were 18, whereas people are 10 years old and serious about cycling now. And they speak about it a lot on the road that the intensity of these careers is so much now that people aren't going to have these careers like Steve Peat had maybe when they still race until they're 40, because by the time they're going to be 30, they're probably going to have been like a serious bike rider for 20 years. So are we going to see the longevity in mountain biking as well? If you're already backflipping 60-foot doubles at 11, you maybe leave school early to focus on mountain biking, you're earning money from mountain biking by the time you're 15, like Jackson maybe was. It's like, by the time you're 30, are you going to be burnt out or are we going to still see people riding?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you would argue they've had a shortened career, but they're probably not having a shorter career, just an earlier career, but similar to footballers and I guess other sort of bigger sports.
Yeah.
And I think that's the only way to measure this really is against other sports.
Yeah.
Sports like snowboarding, you see 14-year-olds throwing like crazy jumps. So, and that's obviously progressed their side of the sport. So should we be the ones limiting it? But kind of, I guess the thing that made it so realistic for me was just considering Adolf Silver,
mm-hmm.
obviously one of the most experienced free riders out there. And, you know, one miscalculation from a guy who is so experienced and, you know, can have life-changing consequences. You know, Wes hasn't got that level of experience. He's unbelievably talented, but he hasn't got that experience level.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's still already getting to the point where he's riding features that are similar to that and he's upside down with it, which adds a level of danger. So I guess I don't want to be too doom and gloom about it, and I don't want to restrict, you know, the progression of our sport because it's so cool to see, and it just makes me think, what will the sport be like in 10 years' time? But yeah, I think we do need to start considering at these events where these events sort of add the spotlight to it, really promote it.
Yeah, you're like in an echo chamber as well. Like, I've been at events before, like when I used to ride BMX, and because you're at an event and you're in the spotlight, you maybe try a trick or something that you wouldn't just try if you're out with your mates in the woods, because there's like this pressure to perform at an event and you maybe not even pressure from anyone else, but you're like, God, I'm at an event. So it's your own pressure. And I guess, like you say, it's not doom and gloom. We're just voicing concern for people who are kids. But it'll be interesting to know what you guys think. Do you think it's good to have these youngsters really pushing the sport? We definitely do, but do you think there needs to be a limit on sort of the events they can do? Do you need to be 18 before you can do these like Red Bull Rampage events and these really big free ride events? Or should we just say, if you've got the ability and you've got the skill, go for it. So let us know what you think down in the comments, because I think it's a really interesting subject. Should we sort of look after the youngsters more? Or should we just say, let them at it? If you can do it, you can do it.
We interrupt this Dirt Shed show with breaking news. Orbea have launched their new Rallon RS. And before you guys say it, no, it's not another e-bike. It is, in fact, their brand new smart bike system.
Yeah, so this utilises Orbea's Rider Synergy system. So all of the electronics are wired into one battery, meaning you only have to charge it once. So that's the new Fox Live Valve Shock. You've got the dropper post in there and the gear. So that's really handy.
Yep, the system is also using Fox's new E-Neo live valve system, which is really, really cool. Gives you sort of electronic firming up of the shock, so you get better pedaling and things like that. It also utilises TQ's new HPR40 motor.
Yeah, so the HPR 40 motor gives you 40 newton meters of torque and a peak of 200 watts of assistance. It's got a 290 watt hour battery, which claims to give you around 1200 to 1800 meters of climbing range, which is really good.
The Shock also receives data from that motor to help improve ride characteristics when you're climbing or descending. So it opens and closes based on how much power output you're putting in.
Yeah, all models are out now. So go check them out on Orbea's website. Link is in the description. Right, guys, it's now time for the competition, and this week you can be in a chance of winning the FSA KFX SIC one-piece handlebar and stem. Details are in the description below. Make sure you get into that.
Yep, winner announced on the 3rd of February.
It is now time for hacks and bodges, and we've got a few good ones this week. So first up, we've got this one from Curtis G. This one looks mint, actually. So he says, new frame bench light. I found a broken budget MTB bike that was headed for the trash. I pulled the pieces off for parts for my loaner bike. The budget frame sat there for a year in my bike cave. Then I had an idea. That looks mint, to be fair.
Yeah, I like the fact that he's kept the handlebars on as well. Yeah. I think that I've seen a few before, but that's pretty cool.
LED setup as well. Normally they're like an old school halogen bulb, but the fact it's LED, he's got some lovely bikes in his garage.
It's a nice setup, isn't it?
Yeah, I would actually like seeing a few more photos of your setup, Curtis. There's some amazing park tools. That's definitely a hack for me.
That is definitely a hack, yeah.
Nice one, Curtis.
Next up, we have Ryan Minchell with de-anodizing pedals. My lad wanted some silver flat pedals for his bike, but pedals cost a whack these days. I had a set of blue DMR Volts lying around, but I said, he has a set on silver. So we stripped them down. They needed a service anyway, and they came out with the oven cleaner. Wow.
Nice.
Removed the anodizing. After that, a good polishing session, fresh pins, and a rebuild kit. Hey presto, tidy set of flat pedals.
They look factory, to be honest.
I think they look amazing, yeah. That is a definite hack.
Yeah, it's a bit worrying what's in your oven cleaner. If it can strip the paint off your pedals, but no, they look really smart. And the fact that you've serviced them as well, fresh pins, it's nice to see people like upcycling stuff rather than just buying new stuff.
I love the fact we've got like an entire process photo chart.
Yeah, and just good. An old set of DMR Volts lying around as you do. Yeah. Good pedal, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
That is a hack from me. That's a really nice one.
Definitely a hack.
And then last up, we've
what
got a slightly different one from Otero Canyon. He says, the power post was a mid-90s dropper post. It came with a preset length of cable and housing that one could not replace at home. I modified mine to work with a standard shifter cable and a modern dropper post remote lever. I filed a notch into the internal activating lever to fit a cable head. The factory length was not enough for an XL bike with a 36-inch handlebar. 36-inch handlebar? That's massive, isn't it?
I don't know in inches.
No, I don't. A machinist friend replaced the 27mm shaft with a 30.9. The colour matches so close and it looks original.
I feel like the process is a hack.
Yeah, but
that
C-post
drop post
looks
is
like
a massive bodge.
Well, it doesn't look like it goes down. It more just looks like it goes forward or backwards.
Yeah, I feel like you're just going to get a massive layback.
Yeah, so you're going to be like on a chopper.
Wheelie kick.
Yeah, it'd be brilliant. Or like maybe for Suey no-handers, you could like be brilliant.
Maybe it adds a suspension.
Unlike you, I think the process is definitely a hack because there's some good thought gone into that. But I don't know if the seat post is a bit of a bodge. I mean, I would like to see how it works. I love how the fact that his colour's like the same. The colour of the frame is like the same colour is that rusty thing in the background.
Yeah, it's definitely...
I don't know if it's a bodge, though.
No, let's call it a hack. I'm going to call it a hack.
Yeah,
because
free hacks
there's
this
week. There's a lot of work that's gone into
matching
that.
Matching blue saddle.
But who is the winner, James? Who are you picking this week?
I think I'm going to go for the de-anodizing pedals, purely for the fact I just think it's great to upcycle. He hasn't spent more money on new things. He serviced them. It's like... we rarely get like really nice, usable hacks that are really good. So, Ryan, you're my winner this week.
Wicked, yeah. So, slide into our DMs and you can win a prize of up to £50 from the GMBN shop. Right, on to things we like this week. And this week, we have some absolute bangers. Kicking things off, of course, with Wes Sens down the Freeride Fiesta. Unbelievable. Backflip straight out the gate. And you just see how much effort he's having to put in just to get over these jumps. But then that massive backflip at the end is yeah, incredible.
The heel clicker for me as well is like such like an old school BMX trick. I hadn't actually seen this kid before you mentioned him today, but yeah, he rides the bike like an adult as well. The way he can just pull that 360 round.
So confident, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, and it puts context into what we were speaking about earlier. He's like riding this bike like a grown man, but it's scary, isn't it? 11 years old.
I think it's just the size that scares me, like of him. Yeah. Like it's like, like you say, it's like a miniature pro downhill. It's incredible.
Yeah, he's pinned. I've got something that I think's equally as impressive.
Okay, go
on. Not
on
quite a big scale, but this is on an XC bike in full Lycra, a backflip done, and like a free, the table's not super click, but to do a 360 on a full 29er XC bike is pretty bonkers. So this is Julius Closer. He says in his bio, he's born in 2009, so he's young as anything as well.
That makes me feel ill.
XC / free ride.
I've never heard that. What do we call that? That's not a free racer. What is that?
The Venn diagram of people who do XC and free ride is very small.
Isn't that you these days, James?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But that is sick from me.
That is very, very sick. And then finally, a favourite of mine, Camden Rutherford. He's this Kiwi kid. I think he's first year junior now. He's riding for the Nukeproof Axis team.
Yeah.
And he has, I'm going to say it, the biggest whip in the game. And this is him at the Wynyard jumps. And it is absolutely enormous.
Mind you, we were talking about Harry Schofield earlier, had a pretty huge whip. Yeah, but this one's unreal.
That is like almost backwards.
Yeah. Some bangers in the mountain biking this week. This is like one of my favourite sections of the show.
Yeah, for sure.
Always good stuff. Right, what's next? We've got caption contest. So, last week's photo was a photo of Owen in a massive tyre pile while he was doing his shoot for the 32-inch bikes.
Yeah, he got involved with a tractor, didn't he?
Yeah. Whenever you get like a tyre or a wheel caption, it's hard to just cipher through all the tyre puns. Oh, I'm tired, blah, blah, blah. I have put one in there. So first up from Jason True 2018, we've got hashtag caption contest. Well, it looks like Owen is not as tired as he seems to be after that long bike ride. I had to put in at least one pun.
Yeah, okay. It's a good one. Then we have Elricht DB. Oh, this is where they put you when you're a fan of single speed gravel and minimizing fun.
Ow! Someone clearly knows Owen too well. Owen isn't a minimizer of fun. He is a fan of single speeds and gravel.
He is indeed.
He has a lot of fun.
Yeah, he definitely has a lot of fun.
And last up from John Massey, 7463. Owen hoping after all the doom and gloom, it's going to be a good year.
I think we know who the winner is, don't we?
Good year tyres.
Come on, it's got to be Jason True, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I don't. Yeah.
You hate a tired one, but it's good. It's good. It's a dad joke. I'm an old man.
Yeah. Well done, Jason True, 2018. Your tyre pun has won you the caption contest this week. Slide into our DMs to win a prize up to the value of £50. And here's this week's photo. Make sure you leave your comments down below. Right, it's now time for the bike vault, and I've got an absolute corker to kick us off from Rando. This is Mint, actually. This is a We the People, what are they called, a Swamp Master.
Yeah.
He's changed the tyres to a faster rolling pair, but other than that, it's stock. These look mint. I'm not sure I'd want an even faster rolling pair of tyres on that snow, but I think for the fact that's so different at my BMX background, kicking it off with a super nice.
Would your BMX mates like let you ride with them with that?
Probably not, no.
It looks very cool.
They're too core, aren't they?
Too cool.
What have we got next?
Next, we have the Frog 69. So this one is
From Sean Rogers.
Yeah, Sean Rogers. Frog 69 hardtail with air suspension, 26-inch wheels and disc brakes upgraded with a drop post, colour-matching grips, bottle cage. Photo in Kirkcarrion near my hometown in Teesdale, North England.
Yeah, December 2025. We had some lovely weather in December. It's just gone downhill
since.
I know. I think that's super nice for me.
It is lovely background, good photo.
Okay, next up, we have got David Taundrow, Stanton. Which Stanton is it? Stanton Switchback, 27.5, fully winterized SLX group set, Crank Brothers pedals, tan walls for the front, incoming soon.
You're a big fan of mudguards, aren't you?
I do like a mud guard. I think if you ride outside in winter, you need them, mate.
Yeah, I did discover that on my long ride. I definitely need a
mud
guard.
What were you thinking? I know he said he's got a Tamil tyre coming for the front. I don't know.
Mismatched tyres. I'm not sure I can super nice now. Resubmit this once you have the Tamil tyre, and I think that will change the game. But for now, it is just a knife.
Yeah, sorry, David. Rules are rules.
Next up, we have Samuel Vallet with another Stanton.
I know, it's a Marin,
Marin Elroy. I went for a ride just above my home in Grenoble. Oh, and I wanted to do for a while. It was definitely worth it. The view was really nice and the descent is fun on the hardtail. I can't imagine descending anything out in the mountains on a hardtail.
That looks lovely.
Pretty brutal, but...
You can see like the snow-capped mountains in the background.
Yeah, the view is incredible.
Have you ever been to Grenoble?
I have, yeah.
I thought you would have. I think that's a super nice from me.
Yeah, it's definitely a super nice.
What have we got next? Ah, David Burdett, BMC. That looks like Australia to me.
Yeah, it definitely does. Looks dry.
Oh, yeah. BMC Speed Fox. Hi from Australia. I have a 2017 BMC Speed Fox 0229er. Bought recently and done up. It's a cool photo. I'd love to see more of Australia, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You can only see, like, the dry trails, but...
Is that enough? I think that might... Yeah. For me, that might be enough. Just the sight of dry trails.
I don't know, but, like, there's a few things, so...
Crank's online, right?
I know he's done that so he can lean the bike up. It's in his, like, small gear rather than, like, a good gear.
Ooh, you're being mean.
Standards are standard, aren't they? I think that's a nice from me. It's a nice bike, David, but... Photo standards need to be up there, I reckon. This is a good bike photo, but buying all the rules. What have we got?
Yeah, we have Ryan Minshall. I recognise that name. Is that Ryan Minshall before with the Hacks and Bodges?
Maybe. We've got Ryan's double submitted this week, but he's got a GT Sensor Pro Carbon.
Yeah, treated myself at the end of last year to this, and I love it. 150mm front and rear, mostly stock, apart from my own Halo Vortex rims. And I brought bright grips and saddle to make the paintwork stunning paintwork pop even more. Awesome show, guys. Keep it up.
That does look local, doesn't it?
Yeah, it definitely.
Like autumnal Forest of Dean vibes.
It's got an oi oi saddle.
Yeah, but the oi oi saddle with the pink and blue camo works perfect with the blue and the pink grips.
And like you say, going along with the rules, all of the pedals level.
That's lovely for me. Do you want to ring the bell? I'll ring the bell. And last but not least, we have Gleb Tuyunikov. Sorry,
close
Gleb.
Close enough.
My pronunciation's not great. My Yeti ARC drawing the bloom of the Kalanit anemone flower. Again, I'm not very good with flowers, sorry. This is starting the most beautiful season of my home area, and my red complementary parts feel so nice. That is beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm
definitely not round here.
I'm a big fan of Yeti arcs. They're so nice.
Yeah, it looks lovely. And like he says, the red of like the brake rotor, the seat and the grips with the flowers. I think it's super nice for me.
It's gotta be.
Oh. Remember to submit your bikes. The link is in the description down below. We love to see them.
Right, coming up this week, we have 5 things that can make your mountain biking better with Rich Payne.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing that one. I might need a few tips.
We could all use a few tips on that one. Yeah. Well, then it's a bit of you next.
Yeah, later on in the week. So last week, I visited Cannondale Factory Racing out in Malaga and made a sort of behind-the-scenes video, which is really cool to see what goes on behind the World Cup wins that I had last year with the whole team and all the staff. So... yeah, I think that'll be a bit really
I'm
cool
really
one.
Excited to see that one.
Yeah, but that is the end of another show. Been
Thanks,
a pleasure, mate.
One of them.
And we'll see you in the next one.
See ya.
Cheers, guys.